Baker.
Jim Baker.
Hi, I'm Jim Baker, I'm a city resident. Hi, this community remains in pain from the attacks of white supremacists the weekend of August 11th and 12th. The inadequate response from the public safety officials was clear for the community members to see, and now revelations are coming to the surface from multiple credible outlets. Journalists from the Washington Post, Politico and other sources that bring to light the Department of Homeland Security warnings, Virginia Fusion Center warnings, and other information obtained from Freedom of Information Act requests showed the shockingly poorly coordinated response that left our citizens under attack and our neighborhoods vulnerable and our public spaces unsafe, to say the least. Documentary footage from outlets including Jake Wesley Anderson and Vice Media and others show a confused and seemingly indifferent police response, also to say the least. In response, our leaders are employing a strategy that stripped from 20 years ago, hiring consultants, providing cursory answers, providing the appearance of listening, but not responding to what they are hearing for the questions posed. They are attempting to run out the clock on the community's pain. What we want is accountability, and there are ways to provide that now. My remarks are not about malice, nor are they about recrimination, but about receiving answers, and sometimes people are standing in the way of receiving those answers, both as real impediments to getting the truth, but also as symbols. The first action to be taken is the firing or resignation of the chief of police. Clearly, the chief is the one responsible for the safety plan, both in fact on August 11th and 12th, and by law going forward. The lack of information leading up to and certainly in the aftermath should be reason alone for his dismissal. The sheer number of assaults and other crimes witnessed by community members on Market Street, on the mall, and in our neighborhoods is sickening. We deserve answers at the very least. There is no reason to believe our community is safe now under his leadership, yet by law, he is the one in charge of our public safety response should this threat return again. No one should feel safe in that scenario. I don't know if he thought he was moving into a job in a sleepy college town. Clearly, this job is too much for him, as shown by the events of this summer. It is time for him to find one more suited to his abilities. Please negotiate a severance package and have the chief move on. His career is not over, but his time in Charlottesville should be. As for the city manager, District Thunt should certainly fall at your doorstep. Your ill-timed vacation, the lack of an after-action report from July 8th, the public feuding with the mayor, this should fall at your feet, and it would be good for the community to hear from you a full accounting for the mistakes made that day. For the good of the community, provide that. Whether you're up for the job remains in question, please be better. As for the mayor and council, the mayor knows what to do. He really does. It seems a lack of sense of shame, hubris, an evaluation of personal ambition over public good have corrupted make what had once been good intentions.
Thank you.
Please resign. You stand in the way of community safety. I know that personal and professional relationships stand in the way.
That's your one warning.
Please let it go.
Mr. Gathers?